Remember a few years ago when Wisconsin's Capitol building in Madison was basically paralyzed by protesters? That fight was all about Governor Scott Walker's signature labor law. The law restricts public employee bargaining rights. Now the state Supreme Court has upheld that law. The decision effectively ends the legal challenges to the plan, as Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson reports.
By a 5-2 vote, Wisconsin's Supreme Court ruled that public sector collective bargaining remains, quote, a creation of legislative grace and not constitutional obligation. Collective bargaining was a benefit, justices wrote, to which workers were never constitutionally entitled. Speaking to reporters at the Wisconsin State Fair, Walker called the ruling a huge win.
I think they showed that the law is pretty clear, that the legislature and I had every right in doing this. And I hope people can move beyond just the legal challenges and just move on to moving the state forward.
Walker says the law has already saved the government money by forcing public workers to pay more for their benefits. It previously survived two federal court challenges. Attorney Lester Pines, who represented unions in this case, says no one was surprised at today's outcome. But he rejects the governor's claim that this law was ever about balancing budgets.
It was designed to cause municipal public employee unions and state public employee unions to go away.
When Walker first unveiled his collective bargaining plan in 2011, it lit a fire under unions. Crowds topping 100,000 showed up to protest at the Wisconsin State Capitol, and unions helped organize an ultimately unsuccessful recall campaign against Walker. Even today, protesters still gather daily at the Capitol to sing union songs, though they now number in the dozens. Madison 8th grade science teacher Susan Cohen is among those singing today.
I think that this was one battle that we lost. I don't think the war is over.
Indeed, other fights continue. The state Supreme Court also ruled today in favor of Scott Walker's voter ID law, though a federal court has put that law on hold. And Governor Walker himself is in a dead heat with his Democratic challenger for re-election. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.